Many teachers have realized they cannot reach their students unless they reach out to parents. But for low-income parents, connecting with their children's school can be a daunting task. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has been following one particular school all year, Maury Elementary in Alexandria, Virginia.
The school year at Maury Elementary is winding down on a bit of a sour note. The school's losing its principal. The new one will be the fifth in 7 years. And Maury, for all the progress it's made in raising students' reading and math test scores this year, is still on the dreaded list of schools in Virginia that have not made adequate yearly progress.
Just sit him down. Sit him in a seat. Just put him in a seat. Put him in any seat. Let's go.
To understand why so many students at Maury Elementary are struggling, though, you'd have to get on the afternoon bus that shuttles them home every afternoon to one of Alexandria's biggest public housing projects. That's where most of Maury's students live. Only a mile from the school, the Charles Houston neighborhood is a world away from the million-dollar homes and lovely tree-lined streets that frame Maury Elementary like a picture postcard. The school has decided to bridge these two worlds by reaching out to parents in the projects. And Wendell Roberts, who has 3 children at Maury, is all for that idea. Because parents here, he says, need all the help they can get.
If you've grown up in low-income housing, Robert, you tend to see and witness things, then you have to be a parent, extra parent, a super parent, to be able to say that, no, that's wrong. We believe in firm education after school at home. We communicate with the teachers to make sure our kids are doing the right thing.
Roberts, 43, is married and works full-time. It's his day off, so he and a few parents, all single moms, are getting together to go rock climbing. It was Katie Wallman's idea.
Hi, Gabrielle. And this summer, she looks so nice.
Wallman runs a federally funded program out of Maury Elementary called Communities and Schools.
We focus on relationships and on building trust. I have gotten to know them so well.
Wallman helps parents look for jobs, schedule doctor's appointments, and she runs something called the Kitchen School Exchange Program, which pairs teachers at Maury with parents to cook and eat a meal together.
I just think it's little by little, but that's why home visits are so important and building relationships is so important, because then you see a family situation and you gain an understanding of maybe what's holding the parent back.
Parents who don't read to their children, who never meet or talk to their kids' teachers, are often stressed out, says Waldman. So getting them involved has to be on their terms.
We'll see you guys there.
Waldman asks me if I can give a couple of parents a ride to the rock climbing place. Gabrielle Brown and Wendell Roberts, he's the first parent we met. On the short 10-minute ride, the conversation turns to what Roberts calls the single biggest problem the kids at the Charles Houston Housing Project face. Really young parents who are clueless about parenting.
I call it kids having kids. You know, they like 25 or 27, and they have maybe a 10-year-old, something like that, and they haven't lived their whole social life or the way they want to.
Robert says some parents just don't set a good example.
Because kids, they are watching every move that parent makes. If you have a negative parent, then they feel, well, they get lazy.
Those are the children who are failing in school, says Roberts. And there's usually very little even a caring teacher can do to motivate a child that's neglected at home. We pull up to a parking lot. Gabrielle Brown, a really thin, frail-looking young woman who seems to have aged well beyond her years, has been sitting in the back seat listening quietly. She says it's true what Roberts is saying, because she was out of control as a teenager. Now she's dealing with the consequences, and a little boy, her 9-year-old son, Jesse.
I had him when I was 18.
Gabrielle pulled Jesse out of Maury a couple of years ago when she lost custody. Her mother has been taking care of him. Now Jesse is headed back to Maury, and Gabrielle is trying to regain custody. She says she doesn't blame Jesse for being so confused and angry.
He likes to burn. He used to burn stuff, cut my clothes and write on the wall that he hate his mommy and all this type of stuff. But he's getting better at it. He's learning.
How's he doing in school?
Fine.
Jesse actually isn't doing fine, and it's going to be up to Maury Elementary to help him catch up. As we make our way into the huge cavernous building for parents and kids to get into their rock climbing gear, Gabrielle confesses that she knows Jesse isn't doing well. She says she's afraid her son will be just like her.
I was just wild. I was a wild girl. Jesse was a test for me. I still don't have patience for him, but I'm learning. I'm learning not to whoop him, because when I first had him, I used to take all my anger out on him and abuse him. I did. I used to try to break his arm and stuff like that, but I didn't get better with that. I didn't.
It sounds to me like you've come such a long
way. I have. I've learned a lot.
Gabrielle says she knows regaining custody of Jesse is going to be very, very hard. If Jesse's angry at his mom, though, he certainly is not showing it today. A handsome little boy, Jesse's been all smiles. He and one of his best friends haven't stopped giggling since they realized they really were going to learn how to rock climb.
They put harness.
They put on a harness on us.
Harness.
What's that supposed to do?
That protects us from falling. And then they have a rope. Then they do like this, just in case we fall, they got us.
Which wall are you going to climb?
I'm going to climb the tall one. The tallest one. And you can act like Superman, you won't fall.
And Will be on a climb in just a minute.
To be Superman, and for his mom to be Super Mom, that's Jesse's dream. In many ways, that's Katie Wallman's dream, too.
Almost across the board, parents are not apathetic about their children. Parents do care.
Even if Gabrielle struggles, Wallman says everyone at Maury Elementary will embrace Jesse and his mom. It's a cliche, says Wallman, but schools that reach out to parents can rescue some families, one at a time. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.